Welcome to Lesson 1. Know your role. We don't know each other yet, but I think I might know a little bit about the kind of mom you want to be, what you want your life as a mom to look like. If you're anything like me, you want to be effective. You want the things you do and say to matter. You think about the kind of person you want your child to be and the kind of relationship you want to have with them when they grow up, but you wonder how to make it happen. Sometimes it seems like all you do is take care of basic necessities, and it can be discouraging. How can you help your child to grow up to be a good person when you can't even get them to listen to you? At the same time, you want your own life to be fulfilling. You don't want everything in your life to revolve around your kids. You have your own interests. You want to have fun with your husband. You have personal goals you're still hoping to achieve. And maybe sometimes you feel like you might lose these things now that you have kids. If these things are true of you, you are the person I created this course for. My children are all grown now, but when I was a young mother with just a couple of very small children, I struggled. I was a pianist and a piano teacher. I had read about how Susanna Wesley had something like 10 or 12 kids, and she had somehow trained them to be quiet. When she had work to do, they were very well behaved. So I imagined being able to put my kids down for naps or maybe in a playpen, and then I would just go ahead and teach piano lessons. They'd be quiet, just like Susanna Wesley's kids had been. Oh my goodness, I was completely unprepared for reality. I really had expected my kids to be compliant, you know, to listen to me and do what I told them to do. I thought that if I took care of them and was nice to them, they would appreciate it and obey. I could not imagine them just absolutely refusing to do what I said. When I was little, I wanted to please my mom and dad. I hated their disapproval. I just expected my own kids would be like that. Well, that did not happen. My kids seemed to be just fine with my disapproval. It didn't seem to faze them a bit. They were perfectly willing to do whatever it took to get whatever they wanted, even if it meant making me crazy. I was in a constant power struggle, most of the time with my 3-year-old daughter. I tried explaining things to her nicely and trying to persuade her to cooperate. I tried threatening her, "If you do that again, you'll be in big trouble." Or bargaining with her, "If you do this, I'll give you a treat." I tried everything I could think of. And still, we were in a frustrating game of tug of war for who was in charge. This consumed me day and night. I was not able to get anything done. I was not a happy camper. Finally, I did learn something that changed everything for me. I learned my role and what it meant. Let me explain what I mean. In all of our relationships, we have different roles that we play. Student or teacher, doctor or patient, husband or wife, employer or employee, right? If we know our role, we have an idea of what's expected of us and how to function. The teacher stands in front of the class and gives instructions. The students listen and learn. If the teacher has no lesson plan or doesn't step into her role, the students take over the classroom. I learned that because I had given birth to this child, my role was mom. I did know that. It was my job to take care of the baby. It was exhausting, and there were very sweet moments, but I never wondered what my job was. However, as she got bigger, the power struggle that I had described earlier began. It was then that I learned I had to take charge and lead. I had to endure her disapproval. Just like the teacher in the classroom, if I didn't have a plan, and I certainly didn't have a plan, my child would be very happy to take charge. It became clear that the role of mom had to also mean being the leader. The problem was that I didn't feel like a leader. I wasn't really confident in my ability to make good decisions. I'd never been a mom before. I didn't even like babysitting. What if I messed up? What if I made my kids mad or made them cry? I wanted my kids to be happy. I hated conflict, and I wanted them to like me. I imagine lots of moms feel exactly the same way. We worry that we're going to do something wrong and somehow mess up our kids. In spite of this, we have been given this job. We have been put in charge by God. It's not as though we're on a power trip of some kind and we get our kicks from bossing small children around. The fact is, we are the boss. We are the leader. We are in charge, whether or not we feel like it. And whether we feel like we're qualified or capable, we are it. This can be terrifying until you realize a couple things. First, you know more than they do, right? You're bigger. You're older than they are, and you know how things work. So honestly, any decision that you make is going to be better than any decision probably that they will make. At least it's going to be more well-informed. Second, children cannot reason and make decisions in the same way as grown-ups. It's not physically possible, even when they get older, because their brains don't finish completely developing until they're like in their 20s. When they get frustrated, it's not because you haven't explained things well. It's because they literally can't make sense of things. And they can't tell you about it when they're super little. They can barely talk. So they yell and scream and cry. It doesn't mean that you've done anything wrong. It just means that they don't know what they want, or they can't tell you what they want, and they're frustrated. When they're older, it's the opposition reflex. It's human nature to resist being told no. Even teenagers, I should say, especially teenagers, they are not going to like it when you tell them they can't do something, and it doesn't matter how reasonable you are. So, God's plan is for mothers and fathers, that's you, to step in and lead. He's given you the job, and He's given you the authority that you need to do it. That's what this first lesson is all about. I want you to recognize that you are the person in charge and that this is right. Embrace your role. Put aside your sense of inadequacy and fear. God will help you. Your children can't make good decisions on their own, so they need you to lead them, and not just when they're toddlers. They need you to lead them all through their growing up. You have the authority, the rightful position of leader. You are in charge. Your role, your job, is to make decisions in the best interest of your child, which you know better than they do, whether they like it or not, and regardless of how they react to you. Which brings me to this last bit. Your children will often strongly dislike your decisions. We already talked about that. They're going to scream. They're going to whine. They're going to resist and throw tantrums and yell and slam the door and tell you they don't like you. You're not going to make them happy all the time. When this happens, you have to stay firm. You have to do your job. You have to continue doing the right thing, regardless of what they do. You don't have to justify your decisions to your child. You're leading them. You're not catering to them. So, between now and the next lesson, I want you to click on the link to Mommy Mantras on the right side of the page, print it, hang it on your bathroom mirror or the fridge or someplace you're going to see it and be reminded throughout the day. Say these phrases out loud and get used to believing them. I'm the mom. I really do know what's best for my kids. My job is to lead, even when they don't like it. In the next lesson, we'll learn just exactly where you're going to lead them. Until then, keep saying those phrases.